But the Sangha couldn't rely on the leadership of its founder forever. We're told that when the Buddha reached his 80s, thoughts turned to the continuation of his message.
His faithful attendant, Ananda, asked what would happen to the Sangha after he died. He said, "The Sangha doesn't need a leader. It just needs my Dharma, my teaching."
After accepting a meal at the house of a humble blacksmith, it's believed he contracted food poisoning and quickly became very ill. Yet, having achieved nirvana, the Buddha had no fear of death. His suffering had ended with the moment of his enlightenment. He would not be reborn. And what followed death was, like nirvana, beyond comprehension.
Just before he died, he told his fellow monks to simply keep seeking enlightenment. It is the nature of things to decay. Be attentive, and you will succeed.